Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to share this time together as we continue on in a message I began this week entitled, One Thing is Needful, and we were looking at the 10th chapter of Luke, the words that Jesus spoke to Martha when he said, when the disciples and he were gathered in her home, he said, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Well, we covered a foundation or a groundwork, if you will, in the preceding broadcast. But what we want to focus on today is, what is the heart of learning? What does it consist of? And quite simply, it is the ability to be taught. And that's what Jesus was affirming in Mary's actions. As I said previously, it wasn't that Martha was not involved in a good act in terms of hospitality and caring for the needs of her company, but he was addressing what was going on within her, the fretful state of being anxious and being troubled about many things. And that draws attention to our own lives, where while there are, you know, there's just stress in the days in which we live and in the responsibilities that are placed upon us by God and by circumstances. But the important thing is that we respond to them in a way that reflects the goodness, the beauty of the Lord, the fruit of the Spirit, and also in His timing. We don't know the particulars of that particular situation, what was going on, why Martha came to the Lord. Obviously, she needed help. She felt she needed help. But the important thing is the spiritual truth that Jesus was trying to impart to all of us, because it was recorded in the Gospels. So what is the ability to be taught? The heart of learning, if you will, consists of what? Acquiring new information, things we didn't know before. And of course, that's what's done in grade school, grammar school, high school, college, in terms of the natural. But we're all in a spiritual school, beloved, that will continue throughout the ages. I don't think we'll ever achieve all the amount of knowledge about God and His universe that we could know. We'll never run out of things to learn. It will not be boring in heaven. I am absolutely convinced of that. But secondly, we have new information we're acquiring, but that necessitates something else. The second aspect of that is readjustment or a replacement of our present understanding with additional insight. In other words, instead of having what would be a normal, natural, carnal reaction to something, we have to readjust or replace that with the way the Lord wants us to respond. That's the importance of studying the Word of God. So what does this mean? Well, we're going to talk about another subject which is so important. It's important in the natural, but very, very critical in terms of our spiritual walk in God. And that is the subject of flexibility. And what does that mean? Well, by definition, here I go again, because I love definitions so we can understand. It means, according to Webster, yielding to influence. And then there's a fancy word, being, you know, to be able to be taught is being teachable or tractable. That's another fancy word you can throw in there. And that means the capability of being easily led, taught, or controlled. And this is in a good way. It means malleable. What does that make you think of? Oh, the Lord says He's the potter and we're the clay. Can we not be malleable, pliable, easy to be shaped and formed in His hands. That's what flexibility implies. And that is very important in our ability to grow spiritually. I have known a lot of people through the decades. They love God, but they are stuck. They ain't going to budge. They're not going to be changed. What can I say? What did Samuel say to Saul? You know, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Stubborn is as iniquity and idolatry. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is so working in our lives today. What are those areas that we're stubborn in? That we're, you know, we refused, you know, this is our opinion. We're not open to be taught. And I'm not talking now to be gullible or to be influenced by false doctrine. That won't happen if you know the Word of God. That's why those who are godly, who are pastors after God's own heart, those ministries who are anointed and called of God, they're going to emphasize the Word of God and the importance of the Holy Spirit to quicken that Word, because the natural man can read it. Any unsaved person can read it, but they can't receive, they can't grasp the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. That's why we need spiritual discernment. That's why we have to be flexible. Beloved, wise men want to learn. And if we don't grow, if we don't want to learn, we are actually limiting the Holy One of Israel. We're limiting the moving of God in our lives. You wonder why you haven't grown spiritually or moved on of the things of God or others that you know? Well, perhaps it could be this area. A wise man wants to learn. And I'm not going to say any more. I'm just going to give you some scripture. So it's not me. It's not my opinion. I'm not coming down hard on you. I'm just telling you what the Word says, because you know what? Whatever I preach to you, I've got to first of all apply it in my own life. All right, here we go. You might want to jot some of these down if you are so impressed to do so, and if you've got pen and pencil or paper. A wise man, this is Proverbs 1 and 5, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. Ah, a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. And, of course, that implies a willingness to change. And of course, that all goes back to Psalm 19, which I shared earlier this week. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. All these things are contained in the law of the Lord, the principles of the Lord, the way of the Lord, God's heart, what He wants. It's His will. Praise God. Let me share more. Proverbs 8:33. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Proverbs 9:9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will yet be wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Do you see what I was talking about? Because that's the heart of learning. There's new information, and there's a readjustment or replacement of your present understanding with additional insight, or a replacement of your opinion with what God's opinion is. How important this is. Wisdom is so highly emphasized, especially in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 10:8 says, "The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall." Prating means to talk long and idly, to chatter. Proverbs 10:14, "Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the fool is near destruction." Proverbs 17:10, "A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool." Sometimes it takes physical suffering. That's it, 100 stripes, whiplashes. If someone is wise, all there has to be is the slightest hint of a reproof, and they will take it to heart. Whereas, look at the prodigal son. What did it take in his behalf? I mean, it took him being in a pig's pen, desiring to eat the stuff the pigs ate, until he, quote, came to himself. Sometimes, yeah, you've seen it in the lives of your loved ones, or sometimes even in your own life. You've been hard-headed, hard-hearted. What happens? Well, God has to chasten. He knows how to do that very effectively. It's, you know, if we judge ourselves, we won't be judged. That's the safer, wiser route to take. Okay, just a few more scriptures. Proverbs 12:15, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise." Proverbs 3:7, Oh, listen to this. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And Isaiah 5 and 21, woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. My. Beloved, without a vision, the people perish. It says also, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And if we will seek the Lord, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not. He desires us. He wants us. He invites us. He entreats us. He implores us to please seek after wisdom, his wisdom. And what does Psalm 1 and 3 say? Well, I can't help it. A few more scriptures. We shall be as trees planted by rivers of living waters that bring forth our fruit in his season, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. And those who desire, those who seek after the law of the Lord, in his law do they delight. Amen. And then Psalm 92 and 14, that wonderful psalm, which comforts those who are up in years, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. And beloved, that doesn't refer to a few extra pounds. It refers to spiritual prosperity. That's when it talks about fatness. Our soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, with the abundance and goodness of thine house, right? It refers to spiritual prosperity, so fear not. Amen. Let us all be fat and flourishing, regardless of our age. Praise God. Well, on that light note, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am, because this is the most important thing we can learn. Unless we become like a child, eager to learn, childlike, we will not enter the kingdom of heaven. So I don't know about you. Whatever I have learned, it's infinitesimal in terms of what I believe God has yet, what he wants to show me. And I hope that's your desire as well. Because if we're hungry, open thy mouth wide, he's going to fill it. Amen. Praise God. Like a little baby bird hungering for more of what the mommy has to bring. Amen. And in this case, it's the Holy Spirit eager to fill and delight our souls. On that note, I will bid you goodbye until tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to write the announcer will share our contact information. And if you're feeling the prompting of the Holy Spirit, I invite you to write, share your needs, or if you're being blessed by the broadcast, it's always a delight to meet new members of my radio family. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.